This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles' free message, The Power of Love, February 5th, 2024.
You, Dr. Peebles here. It is a joy and a blessing, as always, to have this grand opportunity to share with you today. Now, indeed, this topic, power of love, is of utmost importance to all of you. It is indeed the foundation of the entire world. Your universe, indeed, is composed of the particles of love. You are born of the energies of love, but unfortunately, most of you are not fully aware of it. Most of you have been taught, indeed, especially those who are having your earthly incarnations, you're taught to seek to find all of your love outside of yourself. You are not taught to see the complete beautiful beings that you are, yes, quite naturally, without having to do anything, without having to please anyone, have anything to learn. No, instead, you are taught, indeed, that you must compete in the world. You are taught that all the lust must be given to you. Yes, all love is outside of yourself. And truly, the power of love is within you. It has always been an inside job, my friends. And so the more that you can understand your true origins, which is of God, which is of light, which indeed is quite synonymous with this concept, this power of love. Now, indeed, it is the most powerful energy in the universe. And yes, indeed, it can move mountains. It can indeed create the miracles in your life and in the world's. But first, you must learn to accept, to see, to appreciate the love that is part of you. As part of your lives here and now, you are learning who you are. But again, you have not been told that you are these beings of love. You have not been told of the power that lies within you with love. And so indeed, you are at a disadvantage in many, many ways. But more and more, you are opening to this concept. You are beginning to understand the truth. We do wish, of course, that it was taught to you. Yes, as much as the ABCs, we wish that it was taught to every child before they could even walk, before they could learn to talk or read. We wish that it was indeed a major part of studies in every school and university, but it is not. And part of your growth is learning, becoming more and more aware of the completeness of your soul, that you already have all that you need available to you. You just must learn to recognize it. You must learn of its power and ability, and you must utilize it and apply it into your own life. Now, you have been taught that you are often to give love and to receive it from others, and you do all sorts of things to compete, to prove to yourself you're worthy of love. Yes, you all know the game. But more and more, we're trying to impart with you the truth of wisdom, that you are that love, and that first you must recognize it. First, you must build up and nurture that energy within yourself. Now, how do you do that? Well, you start by believing that you are not sinful beings, that you are not lesser beings. You are indeed gods in your own right. You are powerful, strong, loving beings, deserving of so much more than you have ever been shown, that you've ever been taught or dared to believe. But the more that you start to recognize that truth, yes, indeed, gently test it out for yourself. Start to realize the more that you can nurture yourself, the more that you can respect, the more that you can open to this power within you, you will be able indeed to move mountains. You will see its power. You will see and feel the glory in that energy. And of course, it is not just for you, but it is for many, many. But as you recognize this energy within you, as you begin to see your worthiness, as you begin to see your own uniqueness, your own creativity, your own beauty, dear friends, then you will become a natural magnet to love in the outer world. So many of you are seeking love, yes, And you are thinking, well, I must look a certain way. I must act a certain way. I must play a certain game to get the love that I want or need. Or I must indeed be untrue to myself to please someone else so that they will love me, so they will approve or validate my being. Well, dear friends, that is not the way of love. The way of love is filling yourself up with that energy first and allowing it to spill out of you, to shine out of you. So there's never, ever, indeed, a deficit. There's never a limited energy, but it is always pouring through you. All you must do truly is recognize it. All you must do is nurture that energy by loving yourself, by saying to yourself, I am a pure being of love. I am a powerful creative spirit, and it all starts with giving myself that love. And when you do that, you will find your world changing. You will see, indeed, many different opportunities. You will see different people coming into your life, and they will, indeed, reflect the energies, the beliefs, and the attitudes that you are holding within yourself. Will you try this, dear friends? Will you dare to believe there is more love than you have ever thought possible? Stop, indeed, allowing anything, of course, that has happened to you in the past to affect you now. Allow yourself to be quite centered on the here and now, in the current moment. And that way, you will be more in that power of love. For your mind will not be distracted of previous experience that has led you to this point. Your mind will not be worried about the future and what could happen that usually does not. Instead, you can allow yourself just for a little while each day to bask in that energy of love, knowing, of course, that it is the most powerful vibration in the universe. If everyone, of course, did this, every single day you would see a different energy on this planet as well as the universe, for it would indeed begin to radiate out. So we clearly indeed challenge each of you to hold the energy of love. Call it to you. Know it is there. Allow it to come out. Allow yourself to shine brightly in that energy field of which you naturally are. And you will see other people treating you differently. You will see, indeed, other people acting differently around you. You will be, indeed, a wondrous example of love. Now, when you are giving to yourself, there's a misnomer that says, they're selfish. They're self-absorbed. They don't care about anything but themselves. Well, that is simply not true. You must first give yourself this power, this energy. You must recognize that there and allow it to become stronger, more pure. And that way, it will indeed be projected out. You will be able to give more love to others because you've already filled yourself up. And that is important for you to understand. When you are valuing who you are, when you are forgiving yourself for any mistakes, when you are refusing indeed to compare yourself to another, you are loving yourself. Now there will be those around you that you may attract if you continue to hold a lack of love in your consciousness, in your awareness. And they will trigger you. Yes, they will trigger you to see indeed, are you ready to accept? Are you ready to open to that wellspring of love within yourself? We certainly hope you will. For you will stop attracting those types in your life, because you will vibrationally be vibrating in such a different manner. There will be no need to attract those. And if you do at all, it will not trigger you. Instead, you will be able to offer the love that you know is not in short supply. Well, you know that you could give and give and give, and it would not deplete the inner source of your being, which is of love. We would ask for all of you each and every day to proclaim your love for yourself, to be thankful for these incredibly challenging but beautiful, yes, indeed, growth lives that you have created for yourselves in this life. Appreciate All the little things in your life that you may have indeed not noticed, always looking for something better, always looking for something different. Look at the many different ways that you can appreciate your own self. Look in your eyes and see that being. See yourself smiling back. See the love and beauty that is pouring out of your eyes. And we hope that will help remind you. Ask your spirit to show you even more ways that you can indeed love and appreciate yourself. And that way you will move forward in your life with a more firm foundation of which to grow up upon, to grow more aware, to allow, yes, the higher consciousness of you to start to expand and serve you more and more. It is indeed the beginning of so much more awareness, growth, productivity, creativity in your life, that if you don't start with that self-love, you are indeed shortchanging yourselves. So, dear friends, know how important it is. Look at yourself in a new way. See yourself acting in a new way to yourself, and then you will start to see how it is affecting the outer world. Of course, we are always here to support that growth and that awareness. Allow us to help you if you need, yes, a little more support, a little more insight, then we will come to you. Yes, indeed. We do love you. God bless you indeed.